This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's a wrap.
Yo, that's a wrap. It was an amazing experience. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Hope you got some laughs, some good entertainment.
This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Curry with the handle. Hand check by Morris. Backs him up. Goes behind the back. Down the lane. Hand off to the cutting. Draymond Green over the top of Mann with a driving layup. And again, another cut by Golden State.
I mean, just dicing him up.
Yeah, a lot of cutting and a lot of easy baskets. A lot of assisted baskets for the Warriors in this one tonight as we welcome you inside Warriors Wrap-Up. At Chase Center tonight here on 95.7 The Game, John Dickinson with you as we dissect what was one of the more complete Warrior victories of the season as the Dubs handle their business against a Clippers team playing without their two stars, of course, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George out in this game. It was announced that both were going to be missing this game, I think late last night, as far as the injury report went, and that meant that this became a game where it was essentially another no-excuses game for the Warriors on the home floor, and the home floor, the Warriors had really taken care of business in a lot of these situations and played very good basketball. So to see the Dubs get out to a 32-29 lead, up by three at the end of the first quarter, and then really seize control of things in the second quarter as they hit the Clippers 34-18, and they really cruise in this one, led by as many as 29. It did get down to 17 as far as the final of 124-107. So the Warriors now continue to inch closer to the 500 mark on the season as they are 9-10, which is good enough for currently 11th. So they're right there on the outside looking in, a game back of Dallas for the play-in tournament. Dallas currently is 10th at 9-8. So the Warriors 6-3 in their last nine after the 3-7 start. The 3-7 start coinciding with the 0-5 road trip from back in October, where the Warriors lost those games to Charlotte and Detroit and Miami and Orlando, and then the Pelicans going back to early November a couple of weeks ago, as the Warriors took the first of what would be two games and made them developmental games at the end of road trips against the Pelicans. So the Warriors came home from that at 3-7, and they really have, over the last 2 weeks and a couple of days, started slowly but surely. It hasn't been perfect every single night. There's been a couple of letdowns, one in Sacramento, the other in Phoenix, where the defense wasn't quite up to par, but this team is figuring out the rotation a little bit. Klay Thompson has figured things out a little bit over the last three games that he's played in, and slowly but surely, it does seem like the second unit is starting to be figured out with Draymond Green being a little bit more of a part of it. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game, as the Warriors, again, now 9-10 and continuing to get back on track. Andrew Wiggins, it was an Andrew Wiggins game for the Warriors in this one. Rarely do you see Andrew Wiggins be a player that is up at the top or near the top even in shot attempts in a game. And tonight he gave Steph Curry a run for his money. 18 field goal attempts. I thought the Warriors were really finding Wiggins on cuts. They were finding him on the perimeter. He's knocking down shots, and they were looking for him. And tonight was an active Andrew Wiggins game. I thought both ways. offensively and defensively. But there are some nights, and I think that's what's gotten a little bit lost at times with Klay Thompson trying to work his way through his early season struggles and seemingly trying to work his way through by shooting his way out of it and continuing to shoot his way out of it. And I think the one player that's been lost in all of the extra shots that Klay Thompson had been taking had been Andrew Wiggins. A lot of those shots could have been shots that were going to Wiggins, and now it seems like there's starting to become a little bit more of a balance. And so Wiggins, you know, if teams are going to be really trying to defend Steph at the level they have been, and Klay Thompson's going to be as hot as he was in the first quarter. Mentioned that third consecutive game for Klay Thompson where he really had it going and was able to knock down some three-pointers and get to the free throw line even in the first quarter. Klay Thompson finished with 18 in this one, but 15 of the 18 for Klay were in the first quarter and got to the free throw line six times, knocked down five of the six free throws there. So Klay was hot early, an extension of the last couple of games, the game in Houston, and I think this all goes back to the team meeting that was held, and it all goes back to Klay really making a conscious effort to take better shots going back to that game against the Knicks in this building five nights ago on Friday the 18th. So credit to Klay. In these last couple of games, he's come out hotter than he's come out in a lot of other games this season where it seemed like he'd always end up 0-for-2, or if he hit his first couple, he'd end up 2-for-6 or 2-for-7, and it was just that uphill climb. When Klay makes the first few, you don't mind him taking a couple of more, but I also think it relaxes Klay Thompson to a point where if he does get off to a hot start, he tends to be a little bit more patient as the game goes on because he feels like he's a part of things and he's in a good rhythm. And I think we've seen now both of these last two games really be an extension of the game that he played against the Knicks where he was making a visible effort to move the ball and try and get it back and get the Warriors into a flow. And into a flow the Warriors were, to the tune of 36 assists on 48 made baskets for this ball game tonight and the 124 points. But I think Klay getting off early frees up Wiggins. Being more willing to move the ball allows the Warriors to get the ball to Wiggins at a higher rate, and that really allowed Wiggins to be a player that flourished in this one. Team best 28 in terms of the plus-minus, plus 28, and Wiggins goes for a game-high 31 in this one. So often we roll through and look at Andrew Wiggins, and we look at, you know, he's kind of the lost man, right? On a lot of these nights, he's the lost guy as far as, oh, this guy played well, this guy didn't, Warriors did this, and it's so funny. We get halfway through these shows, I think, on a lot of nights, and it's like, oh, yeah, Andrew Wiggins, he did this, this, and this. Tonight, a night to highlight Andrew Wiggins right off the top, and for him to be able to contribute 6 of 10 from three-point range for Andrew Wiggins, he really is playing at an extremely high level right now and shooting it at a level where, you know, there were some games where it was, you know, just, I wouldn't call them low energy games. I know Steve Kerr was a little bit critical of his defense recently, saying it could be better than it's been. But I think for the most part, save three or four games really out of all of them that he's been able to play of these first, 19 games of the season. And I think for the most part, Wiggins has just continued to be steady. And Wiggins is somebody as one of the younger core players that really can put himself in a position to be more of a carrier. I think part of the plan for the Warriors is for Wiggins to be more of a carrier on certain nights, and tonight was a night where it was just a natural fit. So 888-957-9570. Got to give a nod to Draymond Green. Draymond Green, a doing everything type of a night for Draymond Green as you look at his line and, you know, the 9 points, but 12 assists and 7 rebounds, and a big part of the Warriors' second unit starting to come around, and it feels like the bench is gaining some traction, has been Draymond Green playing with that second unit. And you look at the lineup that Steve Kerr's gone to at the beginning of the second and fourth quarters, it's been Dante DiVincenzo with Jordan Poole. Andrew Wiggins has been out there as part of it. And it's been Draymond Green and Anthony Lamb was tonight. And you saw those two really play off of each other well. We've seen Draymond Green out there with Jamichael Green a little bit at times. But, yeah, Draymond now more separate, and Jamichael Green's able to get his minutes backing up Looney. And also, you know, Kuminga's been able to get in the game a little bit, which gives Draymond that little mini rest that he's going to need, not playing the entire first and third quarters alongside Steph Curry, to where he can come back and really anchor that second group, which has all you really need is them to not wreck the game for you. But tonight they were a plus, a small plus, in really both of their segments of the game. And so if they can do that, I think the Warriors have to really like where they're at as far as being able to get things relined up now for that starting group that's going to finish the game. So who would have known? And Draymond Green had some fascinating comments, which we'll play for you between now and 11 o'clock, discussing just his role in trying to get that unit stabilized and the difference between trying to play fast versus slowing down with that group and what he tries to bring as far as the stability that they need to get away from. You know, how many times did we talk about, all right, starters got off to a nice game, and then by the middle of the second quarter, all of the hard work is gone, and then the starters can't get the thing back on track. And a lot of times teams have gotten rolling on the Warriors to a point where they just don't stop rolling for the rest of the game, and then they're in back and forth, and you're playing a close game, and a lot of these games on the road, you're playing a close game, and the Warriors haven't been able to finish those because I think in part the opposition has been allowed to really get in a strong rhythm. And a lot of those games, it's been because the bench group at that top of the second quarter has just not been able to hold up their end at all. So you got a couple of starters in there with Draymond and Wiggins, and now Jordan Poole and Dante DiVincenzo. I think they really like DiVincenzo being back. You know, his return has coincided with the Warriors' ability to start playing a little bit better basketball, and Anthony Lamb continues to be somebody that the Warriors are feeling very comfortable using, you know, anywhere between 15 to 20 or maybe even 20-plus points minutes per game in this one. Really nice first half for the Warriors. Defensively, I think you got to like only allowing the 18 points in the second quarter, able to break the game open in a spot, as we were just talking about, where a lot of times it's gone the other way for the Warriors. And you can't mistake Klay Thompson's big 15 early points. And I think Klay gets a nod in this one for me for not overshooting it as the game went on. And I think that really allowed the Warriors to maintain their rhythm as this thing went through. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. That is the phone number to give me a call or shoot me a text. It's Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7. The game is, I'm going to be with you here till 11 o'clock. Warriors beat the Clippers tonight 124-107. And the Warriors now improve to 9-10 on the season, as the Warriors will be right back in action after the Thanksgiving holiday with the Utah Jazz. Jazz suddenly not playing nearly as well as they were at the beginning of the season. They lost tonight at home to the Pistons, as the Pistons beat the Nuggets and the Jazz on consecutive nights. So a nice couple of wins for the young up-and-coming Detroit Pistons. All right, we'll pause here. We'll come back. We'll hear from Steve Kerr. We'll also hear from Draymond Green. But the phone lines are open, as it's 888-957-9570. John Dickinson with you here. Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curry now waiting. Draymond late arriving. Flashes through. Gets the catch. Rotates to Wiggins. Three ball, left wing, around and down for Wiggins as it spun around the cylinder and then dropped through. Wiggins now with 15. He's tied Klay Thompson for the club lead in points.
Now back to Warriors wrap-up on 95-7 The Game.
One of Andrew Wiggins' 6 three-pointers and 3 of his 31 points as the Warriors beat the Clippers tonight, 124-107. So Golden State now 6 of 9 in the win column after being 3-7. And the Warriors trying to pick it up an inch closer to 500. They'll have an opportunity to get to 10-10 at the 20-game mark if they can win in Chase Center here on Friday night against the Utah Jazz. 888-957-9570. Let's get to Kenny and Fairfield on Warriors wrap-up tonight on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Kenny, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Kenny. What do you got?
Perfect. We just left the Warriors game with the kids, and it was an awesome game. Chase Center's amazing. Great food, great time, and love seeing Andrew Wiggins. He looked really, really good tonight. He looked good, and Draymond Green also looked really good. Seeing him live, that guy gets up and down the court like wow, he impressed me tonight.
Yeah, he was really pushing the pace tonight, and thanks for the call, Kenny. He was really looking to grab it and go, even with the second unit. I know that was something that came up in the post-game press conference. But, yeah, he really was trying to take it off the rim and try to get some easy baskets before the defense can get set. And when Draymond's really at his best, I think he's looking to do that a lot as the point forward with shooters and other players running the floor and trying to get to the basket. Basically, you got Stephen Clay who can spread out among the starting group, and you got Wiggins who can cut, and Draymond sometimes can even take it himself. So, yeah, he was really pushing it. And tonight is a night for Wiggins. You know, tonight's a night where Wiggins gets to shine, I think, a little bit. Wiggins gets his flowers when he is so often, even on nights where he plays so well, the guy that is a little bit overlooked. And the Warriors have had a lot of these games. I mean, it felt like last year's Wiggins, I think, tonight for the Warriors, where he's making a bunch of threes and he's making the cuts to get easy buckets and the defense is good. And then you look up at the end of the night and you're like, damn, that was a really nice game for Andrew Wiggins. And I keep saying it, as one of the younger players now of this championship core, only, what, 27, he is somebody that can really help I think carry some of the load on some of these nights to make it less taxing on the veteran players and keep them fresh for what will be a stretch run where the Warriors are going to have to really try to win as many games as they can here to get the highest possible seeding they can and try and defend their title. Scott in San Francisco on Warriors wrap-up. What's going on tonight, Scott? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I'm finishing here at Chase Center, and I just want to say I think Jordan Poole needs to be sent to the G League. It's the absolute best decision that the Warriors can make right now. He's not playing at his best. He should be playing with Wiseman in the G League right now.
All right, thanks, Scott. Yeah, no, it's look, rough night shooting the ball, but Jordan Poole's not going down to the G League. And you know, he wasn't making shots tonight. But, I mean, you look at him tonight, I thought, you know, plus 19 in the game. Like, good things were happening, even though he wasn't making shots in this one. Two turnovers. He's struggling to find it as far as the offense goes. He did have 5 assists, so I thought he was looking to be a willing passer, and he was open. But you got no other option. Like, Jordan Poole's got to work his way through it. Similarly, I think, to the way Klay Thompson has been allowed to work his way through it, and I think the Warriors are asking him to be in a different role. So, no. Jordan Poole's days in the G League, barring an injury of some sort, are long gone. Long gone. Adam in San Jose, 888-957-9570. What's going on, Adam?
What's up, JD? Overall, it was a beautiful game to watch tonight. They played pretty well up until the last 5 minutes. The bench, once again, let us down. It looked like an elementary school basketball game out there the last 5 minutes. The bench unit's got to figure it out, man. It's getting bad. Just think about it. Going against teams like Milwaukee and teams like that, we'll just the Boston Celtics will get killed out there. And then Jordan Poole, man, that guy signed the extension and vanished on us. He just stole $140 million and disappeared. It almost feels like Draymond needs to punch him on the other side of his face to balance him out a little bit.
All right, Adam, come on, man. Thanks for the call. People all over Jordan Poole tonight, kind of surprised by that. And look, as far as the guys out there at the end of the game, you know, the guys out there at the end of the game are not going to be playing in meaningful games. You know, Patrick Baldwin Jr. and Ryan Rollins, I mean, Moses Moody might, but those guys are not going to be out there together in any game that means anything. And if they are, then the Warriors are done, like, plain and simple. It's really at this point more about how do they fit Draymond Green into that rotation with Wiggins, and then pick your other three. You know, Poole's going to be out there. DiVincenzo's going to be out there. Tonight it was Anthony Lamb that was out there. We've seen it be Jamichael Green as the fifth player. There's different combinations that you can use in an attempt to try and get two or three different starters out there with that bench group. But it's just too early. Like, I get it. Fans are frustrated with Poole. But, you know, it almost seems like, all right, you know, Klay Thompson's figured it out these last couple of games. So for some in the fan base, it's like, all right, well, who's the next guy to go to and look at that's not necessarily getting his numbers to kind of pin the blame on? And look, Poole's not had a great start to this season. And anytime somebody gets paid at the level that he's going to be getting paid, I mean, the contract is guaranteed, but it doesn't kick in until next year, where he'll be averaging, about $30 million a year once that thing kicks in, a little over $30 million a year once it kicks in for the four and 123. But it's a matter of, I don't think he's vanished for lack of effort. I don't think he's gotten paid and gotten happy. I mean, if anything, he's, you know, I think, you know, at times maybe trying to do a little too much, especially with that group when he is out there on the floor not playing alongside the starters. So I think finding the right balance for him to where he can get it rolling a little bit and then look to really try and be the lead scorer among that second group when he's out there with DiVincenzo and Wiggins and Draymond Green and whoever the fifth player winds up being. You know, but you want to get him in. You don't want him to not be rolling and then have to get rolling with that group, because I think the one thing that we've seen is that's tough for him. It's tough for him to be out there with other bench players and then dominate. I think that was a plan that the Warriors had going into this season. Hey, all right, Jordan Poole can almost on his own be able to make sure that group is scoring enough points. And I think they've seen that at this point, he probably has to be playing with better players to be as successful as he possibly can, or hit close to the marks that he hit as far as last year goes. But I'm in the grand scheme of things, I'm really not that concerned with Jordan Poole and the Warriors' ability to figure out for this season where he's going to fit in this thing. As far as future years and when he does actually start making, you know, that $30 million plus dollar annual average value, you know, at that point, you know, maybe you have to look to say, all right, you know, do you want to put him in a spot in another you know, city with another team to where maybe he can try to be a starter and work on his game in that way. But I just don't think we're there yet. But so it goes, right? You know, Klay Thompson figures it out. Now it's got to be Jordan Poole. Andrew Wiggins is playing well. Then it's, you know, it's hard to get everybody clicking at the same time. The Warriors really didn't have everybody clicking at the same time until the playoffs started last year, and they were able to win a championship doing it. 888-957-9570. Let's get to Johnson in the city next here on Warriors Wrap-Up. What's going on, Johnson?
Thank you, JD. Yeah, I just wanted to say I like it when Steve Kerr does give them rest so they can come back looking fresh. He learned from that 73-win season and learned from that Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson injury, and it helps them continue and prolong their career. That's why, as long as they are able to get in the playoffs and win championships, I'm okay with the timely rest. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, look, they look fresh tonight. I mean, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, I mentioned this on Monday, every once in a while giving guys the night off is going to be beneficial if this team feels they have to get on a run later. Just because you're doing it now doesn't mean you necessarily have to do it later. If anything, it may be a little bit of a tell that you want to be able to extend guys and not have them already worn out to when you do want to make a run. And so I think, you know, we'll see. You're always kind of managing where you are in the season and managing where you are in the standings. And look, there's going to be injuries. You know, knock on wood, from the Warriors' point of view, they haven't had really any injuries to this point that they've had to deal with, which is probably the biggest – that's probably, in a way, the biggest concern. You'd hope if the Warriors weren't going to have injuries that they would be a little bit better at this point than 9-10, because you'd worry that potentially those are, you know, those injuries are coming. So that I would say you want to build up a little bit of a cushion to 500 before maybe you have to deal with somebody being out for a couple of weeks or something like that. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Ricky next here on Warriors Wrap-Up. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, JD. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Happy Thanksgiving, JD.
Yeah, you as well.
Enjoying the win. Thank you, man. Thank you. Me and my Rambo were enjoying the Warriors win tonight, man. You know, I have to say, like, this is what the Warriors needed. You know, these last, you know, I want to say, what, three games since the Houston game? They needed these confidence games, right, to build their confidence back up, like Klay. And even, you know, Wiggins, you know, he got lost there because of his defense, you know. So it's like, you know, like a heavyweight fighter, after he loses the belt, he fights a couple of journeymen to get his confidence back, to get, you know, to know that he's still a champion, right? And that's what the Warriors did tonight. You know, they beat on a team that was just, you know, lackluster with superstars, because, you know, Kawhi didn't play, Paul George didn't play. Who was going to play that shooter out? Luke Kennard or something like that?
Yeah, Kennard. Yeah, Kennard was out too.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even play. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, you play who you play, who's out there. You know, I'm not faulting the Warriors for that. But, you know, it's a confidence game. And that's all it is. Let's just keep it rolling. This is, you know, I want to say two games in a row. I mean, unless you want to go all the way back to the Knicks game with Klay, that he's built up some good games now. But keep it going. You know, I just want to see the Warriors win. I want Klay to be the best. I want Klay to make an all-star. I'm betting that Klay should be an all-star this season. But, you know, we'll see. But anyway, man, happy Thanksgiving. Let's go Warriors. Thank you, JD.
All right, Ricky, appreciate it. 888-957-9570, happy Thanksgiving to you. Klay's got a little ways to go if he's going to be an all-star. But, yes, it is three consecutive positive games for Klay Thompson. And I'll say this, as far as the Clippers having guys out and playing things cautiously with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, I mean, they've seen a lot of games these last few years where one or both of them have not been playing. And the way I look at tonight for the Clippers is you chalk it up. It's, you know, it's one game you got back. that was maybe a little bit of an easier win because those two weren't playing, that helps offset the fact that, you know, that's one of those Pelicans games basically back that you decided, you know, you were going to rest some players, and I know those guys are injured, but I think now in today's NBA, there's just so many teams that have so many different agendas with their injury and their place and where they are on the road and whether they're hot or cold. It almost in some ways feels a lot more like baseball. I was talking to Steiny about that today, where there's just going to be a certain amount of games that for everybody, like you're just going to win. Everybody's just going to win a certain amount because of the schedule and circumstances, and everybody's just going to lose a certain amount because of the schedule and the circumstances. And then what you do beyond that is going to be the most important thing. And I think you're already kind of seeing it when you look at the standings right now and the fact that the Warriors have 10 losses and they are 11th, and the Suns have 6 losses and they're first in the Western Conference, and they're the only team, like the number one team has 6 losses right now. The second best teams, Denver and the Pelicans, with the second fewest losses, and Sacramento, who lost tonight, and Atlanta after winning 7 in a row, they all have 7 losses. So the Warriors are 3-4 in the loss column away from being at the top. And it just tells you how everybody is so just compacted together to where it just, there's no separation for anybody. And that really benefits the Warriors. I think if you're a team like the Grizzlies or the Nuggets or the Suns or even Dallas, the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, like some of these teams that really think they're, you know, contenders with the Warriors, for them to not get off to a little bit more of a lead with the Warriors so down at the beginning of the year, I think that's a big time missed opportunity. But I also think it's a testament to the league and just how even everything is on a night in, night out basis. All right, a couple more phone calls, 888-957-9570. Jonathan in San Jose next here on Warriors Wrap Up. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, I'm loving your show tonight. Listen, I got to disagree with you on your take on Poole. I agree with those callers who said it's not acceptable. You said it's not for lack of effort, but what difference does it make if it's not for lack of effort? I see Klay Thompson sitting on a stationary bike with 8 minutes left after they rested him, and Curry and Klay come in with 20 minutes left, 21 with 7 minutes left. Why? Because Kerr doesn't trust Poole, and I don't trust him either. For $30 million, he's got to do better. You can't have that.
No, it's got to be better than it's been. I don't think anybody – I'm not going to argue with you on that note at all. What I'm saying is I think they're trying to find the right combinations for him to play with, and they're trying to get him more comfortable in a role that he didn't play a lot last year. Like, we speak of him as a super sixth man, and I don't know what's going on with Jordan Poole as to whether or not he wants to, you know, would prefer to start, or thinks playing with some of the bench players is beneath him, or whether the punch is still impacting things. I mean, all of those things are plausible, but I also think that it's not a completely lost cause on November the 23rd. that it's, oh, he's just done. And like, guys are going to go through struggles. You're going to have certain players that are playing well at certain times. There's going to be certain players that aren't playing well at certain times. There will be a point in this season where Jordan Poole gets it together, and we may be talking about, oh, well, Poole's got it together, but now Andrew Wiggins isn't maybe playing as well. And you need certain guys to be playing well at certain junctures of a season to be able to offset maybe some of the other guys that aren't playing as well. He's got to play right now. And look, nobody's saying that it's acceptable. And, you know, he only played 21 minutes tonight, which I think is a little bit of a tell. I think Steve Kerr would want that number to be 26 to 30. And I think against some teams it will. I think against other teams it may not be. I mean, the Clippers are a real conscientious defensive team, even without Kawhi and without Paul George, and a team that typically makes you work. Now, but Poole's got to be better. There's no doubt that Poole's got to be better. It's how do they get him to play better via, you know, combinations and the like. And I think right now it's sort of one thing at a time, right? They feel like they've got Klay on the right track. Now let's see if they can't get Jordan Poole on the right track here over the course of these coming games. Sean in Redwood City on Warriors Wrap Up. What's going on, Sean?
Hi, how's it going? So
good, man.
Basically, I just wanted to touch up a little bit on like the Jordan Poole situation. I don't really like how a lot of people are really like treating him on the way that he's been playing lately. It's like not everyone's going to be like Steph Curry or like LeBron James and drop 30 points a night. And, you know, it's like we paid him a bunch of money, but it's I really think it's very unfair to him and to the franchise to say that he stole all that money from us. It's still I believe it's still very early in the season. And watch, in a couple games when he drops a 30 ball, we'll be saying we'll be having a pool party. So, you know, it's all good. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, and I get it. Like, it's we're a month into this thing, and it hasn't looked great to this point. But you got to pump the brakes a little bit. Like, he's still going to be a big, play a big role on this team. There's still a lot of teams that are real good matchups for him to be playing against, and teams that he can get rolling and be efficient. And there's going to be these opportunities for him to play when Klay Thompson's sitting out. And there's going to be opportunities if Steph ends up sitting out in some of these games, or if Steph has to miss, you know, some games due to an injury, to where, you know, they're really going to need him at that point too. And so you can't just totally lose him. And look, I don't think, I mean, we did have, I guess, somebody that, you know, was running material earlier and saying, you know, you got to send him down and this and that, which obviously is asinine, but they do have to figure out ways to get more out of him. I think he's been a little more decisive of late, but tonight I thought the length and the physicality of the Clippers defense really bothered him. I also thought he missed some open shots tonight. I mean, he's 0-for-8 from three. You know, maybe he's got to be a little bit more decisive in trying to move the ball and get it back, in the same vein that Klay Thompson had been able to move the ball and get it back as well. So let's hear a couple of minutes of Draymond Green before we call it a night here, as Draymond addressed the Warriors, you know, picking up the pace a little bit, and a lot of the discussion is with respect to him really helping to try and fix what has been wrong with the Warriors' second unit. So here's Draymond.
One of the stories tonight is, like, you know, you guys are reworking the second unit, and that includes putting you in it. How important of a task is it to you to, like, get that thing going?
I think it's very important, because it's not so much the point total that's been lost. It's the energy that's been lost. And then you try to come back from that, and sometimes it's just impossible to overcome, you know? And so I think that is the importance of it, is just making sure that we're able to sustain the level of energy needed to win at a high level. And so that's my goal. And what am I doing? Number one, just trying to slow the unit down. That unit should not play as fast as the first unit. It should be more methodical. It should be more sets. It should be more patterned movements, as opposed to random movements and random offense. And so I think for me, it's just trying to slow that unit down, number one. And then number two, and most importantly, is make sure that unit is defending. Because as a second unit, your job isn't to go out there and build the lead. Your job is to maintain the lead. And in the instance that the first unit failed to build a lead, then your job is to slow down and settle the game in. And so that's just kind of been my focus with it, and just trying to help that unit play as much mistake-free basketball as we possibly can.
There were a few moments, though, that you were getting it off the rim, and you were kind of pushing the pace, too. I mean, in a controlled way where you have the ball. Is there some of that, too, where, you know, you're trying to juice pace at times, too?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, anytime that I can get the ball and push the pace, regardless of who out there, is good for us. With that unit in particular, if we can get the ball and push it, then you're not playing against a set defense. You know, it's much tougher to operate against a set defense. And so I think, you know, that starts with stops. We continue to get stops in that unit, then we can get out and really push the tempo. And I think that'll be to the benefit of that unit. I think, you know, as Jordan get more comfortable with me and that group and the group that is now there, it'll free him up some as well, playing in transition like that. So I think, you know, that's got to be a focus of that group for sure.
Early in the fourth, when you drove full distance of the court and then found Lamb for that layup, I mean, and they called a timeout right away. That was a key little stretch. I mean, what does that do also for the confidence of some of these guys?
It's huge for the confidence of guys. because that being in that unit, you can almost feel snake bitten when things start going wrong. And in basketball, when you feel that way, it's hard to overcome that. And so it's very important for that unit, you know, get guys a couple easy baskets. And, you know, if you can get guys a couple easy baskets, then everything else starts to flow. And so I thought, you know, for us, it was, or for me, it was, especially when I'm at the five, it's important that if I get the rebound, I push the ball, because there's usually four guys that can shoot the ball around. And so if we can push the tempo, get them cross-matched, you know, it's to our advantage. So that definitely was a focus of mine. But I think, you know, to your question, it's huge for the confidence of the bunch.
You are probably like the best at playing with Steph, like knowing how he operates. And obviously you guys have done it for a decade. And now you're looking at Wiggins. It feels like it's instinctual to him. How long does it take to go from new Steph teammate to, all right, I got this, I'm a part of the flow?
I think it's different for certain guys, but I think it usually takes a small part of the season for guys to start figuring out, because no one else in the world plays like that. It's funny when you're playing against other teams and the first thing guy walks up is like, this dude never stops moving. I'm like, I know, it's pretty interesting. No one else plays like that. And so it is an adjustment period that it takes. For some guys, that's 20 games. For some guys, that's 40 games, you know. But I think usually when you get halfway into the season, it starts to change for guys and they understand, like, all right, he's moving here, he's moving there. And what you end up realizing is when to get in the way, per se, and when to just get out the way. And I think, you know, once you start to figure that out, everything else just kind of comes naturally.
When do you feel like you got that, like I got this, and it came to you?
My rookie year, once I figured out how good he was in a pick and roll, I just ran and set screens for Steph. And no matter where he was, no matter where I was, if I saw him, I was flying to set a ball screen. We just kind of built off that. It's been special to play with someone of that talent, that carries, that pulls the defense the way that he pulls the defense. I think it's been a great match of skill sets. You know, my skill set matches and helps what he's able to do, and his skill set helps and matches what I'm able to do, and it's great. But I have to say, for me, it was figuring out, all right, like, go set the screen and just give him a half a step. If you give him half a step, he good.
Draymond, Andrew.
All right, so Draymond Green there addressing a number of different things. One of the themes of the night is just players, and I think you did see Anthony Lamb at one point. He was able to – he had the ball, and he was kind of searching for Steph. As Steph relocated, finally hit him for a shot from the corner there. And I thought just the one point I wanted to get back to off of what Draymond said about Jordan Poole was just how he thinks he can help Jordan by – amping things up and getting in transition more by playing better defense that can help him get rolling. I think that's something I want to keep an eye on here moving forward over the next handful of games if Draymond's still going to be out there with that second unit. And that is, how can Draymond attempt to get Jordan Poole going by, because I think that's the last step right now to this bench really becoming much more productive. He's stabilized it some, but getting Poole back playing consistently is, I think, the next level of it and where this team can really take off and start to get on a run. So food for thought here as we pause and end the evening and head toward Thanksgiving, which is going to be all about the food, of course, as it always is. All right, that'll do it. Long day, long night. Warriors get the win over the Clippers. And they win it 124-107. I will be back on Friday, another long one. Join me Friday. I'll be with Evan Giddings from noon to 3 here on 95.7 The Game. And then right back at 6 o'clock, Warriors Live, Warriors and the Utah Jazz from Chase Center as this thing rolls on. The game's coming fast and furious as they always do here this time of year. All right, that'll do it. Thanks to Sterling Bennett. Thanks to everybody in our San Francisco studios. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you all enjoy it with your families, and we'll talk to you Friday as the Warriors will be back in action then. Good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.